At least 130 people have been killed in a stampede at a football match in Indonesia. The chaos began after supporters from the losing side invaded the pitch. Police fired tear gas, causing the crowd to flee towards the exits. Polls have opened in Brazil's general election. The former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, seen here, has just cast his vote. He's running to lead the country once again against the incumbent, President Jair Bolsonaro, who also cast his ballot. Lula has been polling ahead of Bolsonaro in the double digits. Around 156 million people are eligible to cast their ballot. It's the largest electorate in Brazil's history. Monica Yanakiev has more from Rio de Janeiro.
What we know is that the last polls maintain the same information that we've had over the past weeks, which is that Lula is the front runner, the latest poll said with 51%, whereas Bolsonaro with 37%. So what people are asking themselves now is whether Lula will win today or whether there will be a second round on October the 30th.
Voters in Bosnia-Herzegovina are heading to the polls. The ballot is widely seen as its most important since the end of the Bosnian War in 1995. The country's governing system is one of the most complicated in the world. The UK's Prime Minister has admitted she could have better prepared the public and the financial markets for her new economic plan. Liz Truss was speaking to the BBC. The announcement of her tax plan caused the pound to plummet to record lows compared to the dollar.
I do want to say to people, I understand their worries about what has happened this week. And I do stand by the package we announced. And I stand by the fact that we announced it quickly because we had to act. But I do accept we should have laid the ground better.
But I accept that. You accept you
and
should
I,
have laid
I,
the ground
I
better.
I have learnt from that. I have learnt from that. And I will make sure that in future we do a better job of laying the ground.
Russian forces have pulled out of the strategically important eastern Ukrainian city of Lyman. It's part of the Russian-claimed region of Donetsk.